It's been a while. I forgot what this is like. Luckily, last time the missionary was here to speak, and I didn't have to. So now it's getting back on track. Father, we just give this to you, Father. We give you the words and the mouth, Father. We declare how great you are in all creation, that you wrap yourself in light, and darkness tries to hide and has nowhere to go. Father, just give us the words, give us your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. So, of course, this is the time of year we celebrate Christmas. But it's also, I think, fitting that it's also the winter solstice. That it's the darkest time of year. That night reigns, that night is long. On the 21st, of course, is the longest night of the year. And we drive around in the dark and we look at Christmas lights and we look at all the lights around. And it brings us joy. Light brings us joy. But light, what is light? Do I have it on, Ray? Yep. Okay. But what is light? You guys didn't know you're going to get a physics lesson today, just in light. So light is very interesting. Light and its properties has both a wave, so it goes in a wave pattern. It also has particles, little particles of energy. So if you look at it in the dictionary and Wikipedia, it'll talk about the different phases of light. What is light, how it produces, what the properties are. But there is something else. They can do studies, they can figure out the speed of light, 186,000 miles per second. That's fast. But they know that there's this action, that it acts like a particle, it acts like a wave, but yet there's something else in there that they're not sure what it is. It is, they're trying to call it a protonian or something along those lines. There are three parts to light that is produced. And what's crazy is light, what we see is just a small, small fraction of the light that is out there. Light being waves and energy goes from way slow waves, like even radio waves are part of this life or this light, all the way up to ultraviolet light, to radiation, and to gamma rays. It has all of these properties all along this whole spectrum, and we only see a small section of it. A small section where the waves and the particles are pretty much maxed out on both ends. In other words, you go higher, the frequencies go so high, the energy goes high. You go the other way, the frequencies go so low that the energy's dropped. So you either have these long waves being waves, or you have these with particles and heat, or you have all this energy. So you know, meaning just in that small area that we see is the light that has the particles, the waves, and this background noise that they don't know what to call. It's amazing. Light brings photosynthesis. If it wasn't for light, there would be no plants. Light is the one that produces life on the planet. In the physical realm. For as plants grow, the animals eat it, we eat it. We release carbon dioxide, they take in carbon dioxide, release oxygen. But it's all based on light, light and water. But the whole creation runs on light. Everything we know. In vet medicine, we use light in two ways, too. We actually have two machines. Both of them are called lasers. One is a therapy laser. One is a surgical laser. The therapy laser uses infrared lights, lights that you cannot see. But it's below that spectrum of red, but produces wonderful waves of heat. And it goes in and stimulates the mitochondria, Our bodies are made with these things in our cells that respond to light, and it promotes healing, promotes wellness. On the other end, my surgical laser has a real high frequency. It's used in optics, and that frequency and the height produces so much energy, it cuts through the skin. It cuts through the organs. So you have one set of lights that heal, the other side that cuts and dissects and removes what's wrong. Light is wonderful. Light reveals things. In a dark room, we're scared. You know, in a dark room, why are you fearful a lot of times or questioning? Because you cannot see what's around you. You don't know what's there. Kids' imaginations go wild, and they see critters and all kinds of monsters in the shadows of the dark. And as you get older, you don't have those as much, but it's still uncomfortable when you're in the dark and you cannot see what's in front of you. And what gives you the comfort when you turn on that light? It gives you comfort. And it doesn't take much. It doesn't take much light. Just a small amount of light brings comfort because it illuminates what is around you. A candlelight, just a small candle. I looked it up again because I couldn't remember Wednesday night how far you can see it. Some studies say that if the conditions are perfect, in other words, there's not a bunch of environmental noise, there's not a bunch of stuff around it, it's completely dark, that you can see a candle flame 30 miles away. So you could see a candle from Fort Wayne to here if the conditions are perfect. Now, where we're at, the conditions aren't perfect, so you're usually figuring about a mile, 1.6 miles up to 3 miles, that you could possibly see a candle light flickering in the distance. If you think about it, that's not much light. When darkness is there, not much light is there. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and empty, and darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. At the very time of creation, darkness was there, the void. There was nothing there. God created out of nothing everything. God is out of time and space. He is his own being, and he created it. And the first thing he said in his creation, he said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness and called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. The first thing he called to existence was light itself. Light. And I don't think it's coincidental, because what he does in the physical, he's doing in the spiritual. The light that he called into existence, I believe, was a manifestation of Christ's glory at the very beginning of time. That Christ's glory was there. For all things were made through him and for him. He was present in all of creation. Christ was there at the beginning and was reflected in the light. For Christ is the light of the world. He says in John 8:12, "For I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life in them." God created light. It's a manifestation of Christ himself. And I find it interesting that light has three components. That has three components. One of a wave, one that you can't see, one of energy that's physical that you see, and then one of a background, they don't know what it is. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit manifested itself in light itself. Creation itself, time, space, and matter can only exist in the threefold method. You can have in the beginning, God created the earth, matter, and he created the heavens, space. And without any of those three, none of them would exist. You need all three. The Trinity of creation is evident of the Trinity of God. For God is spirit, God is personal, creation, and God speaks through us and in background. And what's cool is the whole time God is preparing us for this light. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth and thick darkness over the people. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawning. Isaiah 60. Because what that's saying is, the light of the sun is here. One thing I did forget was I was going to talk about, was the sun and the moon were actually created on day three, on the third day. There was a light that sustained the plants and existed for 2 days before the sun was created. And like I say, I believe that is the glory of God, the glory of Christ. And it created the need for light and how light works. And what's interesting about when he did create the sun itself, in its emitting of light, is very specific. It's sort of low on the end, but the most energy that it produces is right there in that visible range that we see. So what God created in the sun is what we see. And I find that interesting. That's very interesting. The other thing interesting, because of the darkness covering the earth, is that light, of course, going through particles, going through waves, the waves are going both ways, every direction, you can polarize it, it contains everything we need to know, and it's around us all the time. But yet when the flood occurred, because of darkness covering the earth, God destroyed what was being corrupted and kept what was life. He made a covenant with Noah. And what God did in that covenant after the flood was he exposed that white light. For what we saw as white light now was refracted. And all the colors that were in that light that didn't know about before then, God displayed the colors of the rainbow. He said, this is what the light is made of. All these colors. And he said, I make a covenant with you. I will never flood the earth. And he made a promise. If you think about it, that light's around us all the time. Every time, every place we go, everything we see, anytime you might not see the rainbow, but you have light, you have that whole light surrounding you, comforting you, knowing that God has a covenant with you and a promise for you. Even in the darkest of times. Because it was dark times. It was dark times back then. The Romans were pretty much controlling Jerusalem. They were looking for a Messiah. They didn't know what was going to happen. And there was a spiritual darkness. Things were corrupt. Things were not the way they were supposed to be. The law had taken place over what God desired. It was more about the Pharisees and the laws and following rules than it was about a relationship of knowing God. Darkness had surrounded, spiritual darkness. But God wasn't finished. In that darkness, a light was shown in a stable in Bethlehem. It wasn't coincidence that a star was what proclaimed his coming. For a light, small light in a dark sky, proclaimed that God was not done, that the light of the world was coming, and the light would reveal the truth. Because that's the other aspect of light, the light of Christ. It reveals truth. When we put the light of Christ on our problems. We put light of Christ on what's going on in our lives. Truth is exposed, and we are better off because it rights the wrongs. It comforts us knowing that God is in control, and we know what the truth is, what God's truth is, not our truth. Too much of it is on other people's truths. I love John 3:16 if you read it all the way through. We all know, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. But if you read on, it says, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of the God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of the light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light, and whoever does not come into the light for fear of their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be plainly seen that they may have what they have done has been seen done in the sight of God. They fear the light. They fear Christ because it exposes the truth of the lies that they believe. What lies in our lives do we need to have Christ expose ourselves to, that we may know truth? But on the other end of that, what light do we need to shed so the truth of God may be given to others? Because when God created the sun and the moon, he created one that emitted light, he created one that produced light, but he also created a heavenly being that reflected the light of the sun. And it's a physical representation of what God does in us. The light that's in us emits because Christ is in us, but yet we also reflect who Christ is to others. And we need to do that in order to expose who Christ is, that they may know his love. For beginning since the creation of time, since the creation of this world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood that things are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Romans 1:20. For the beginning of time, God shown his Trinity. God showed his light. God showed in the physical what he wanted in the spiritual. He showed that he wants us in a relationship with him. I love John 1 too. John 1 also. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God from the beginning. I love putting them together too. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that had been made. And God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters, and God said, let there be light, and there was life, light. And in him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. And the light shone in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. From the beginning of time, the true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. December 25th is when we celebrate it. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, yet the world did not recognize him. He came to which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, or human decision or husband's will, but born of God. The light started as a small flicker in Bethlehem Village, came into the world that we may know Him, that we may have redemption, that we have a relationship with Christ and with God through Christ. And that light has healed, has cut through, and has done everything the physical light does in the spiritual. It's because of Him we have life, and He sustains life. And we give Him the glory. So as we celebrate Christmas this year, we look at all the beautiful lights as we go driving around. Let's remember the true light of the world, the light that heals, the light that cuts, the light that sustains our life, and that's in Christ Himself. Have a good week and enjoy this hectic week to Christmas. Father, we just praise You and give You the glory. Father, we thank You that Your light shines even in the darkest parts of our hearts, shines in the darkest part of this world. And Father, we thank You that as the world gets darker, our light gets brighter. And it's all for You. That it's all to bring people to know You, to love You, and to get in relationship. We praise You. In Jesus' name, amen. Go in peace.